Pasuk says in Parashas Beshalach, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Asher Yisnes Mitzrayim Ayoyim, you see Mitzrayim today, you don't have to worry about seeing him in the future. And Mechilta says, even though the Chudashal Mikra, the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is Moshe Rabbeinu is just telling Bnei Yisrael they don't have to worry about the Mitzrayim anymore, Mechilta says that this is actually a Loisaseh. And we find over here the Torah commands one of the Tariq mitzvahs that you're not allowed to return to live in Eretz Mitzrayim. And this is counted by the Mani HaMitzvahs. The Rishonim counted as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The Rambam counts it in Loisa Se Mem Vov. The Bahag and other Rishonim all count this as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. The question that the Rishonim deal with is, if there is an Isser, you're not allowed to live in Eretz Mitzrayim, so why is it that we find for a very, very long time that there were communities, Jewish communities in Mitzrayim, that they lived in Mitzrayim? Well, how come they could do that? Why isn't it, how could they do that if there's an Aveira, there's an Issa that you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim? So the Rishonim already deal with this and suggest answers, how to understand this. The Mardechai in Yevamos Oysam Eches quotes the Re'im, Reb Lezer Mimitz, which is from his Sefer, the Sefer Yireim. In the Yireim that we have, it's in Mitzvah Shintes. And the Yireim says, a very important insight. The Yireim says that we find, not in this pasuk in Bishalach, but there are other places, the Mechilta says that there are other places in the Torah where the Torah says that you're not allowed to return to Mitzrayim. The pasuk says in Parshas Kisavoy, Lo Yisrei Sifun Loshu Baderech Hazeh Oid. You're not allowed to return. So the Yireim says the Isser to go to Mitzrayim is only if you are traveling and from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. Since Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they traveled to Eretz Yisrael. So to reverse that derech, that travel, and to travel from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, and it could be, according to the Yireim, you have to travel dafka the same way, on the same path. I don't know exactly if it's Meduyik, exactly all the different places that Bnei Yisrael stopped, but through the Midbar, on your way back to Mitzrayim, that's the way that you're over Daver. But if you get to Mitzrayim a different way, then that's fine. That's not Daver. That's not the Isser of returning to Mitzrayim. And therefore, if people return to Mitzrayim a different way, there's no Isser. The Snag in Loisa Seirish Chav Zayin suggests that the whole Isser of not living in Mitzrayim, this whole problem, says the Snag, is not Isser that's specific to the land of Mitzrayim. He says it's specific to the people, the nation of Mitzrayim. The people of Mitzrayim that lived in Mitzrayim, the Torah says that you're not allowed to return to live with them. However, if they aren't there anymore, if they're not in Mitzrayim anymore, then the Snag suggests that there wouldn't be any Isser. And if that's the case, then we know that the halacha is, the Gemara says in a number of places, that Sancheiriv already came and mixed up all the nations. The nations, we don't know with the original Umayyads, we don't know where they are today. They were mixed up, and nobody knows exactly where they're from. So therefore, since the time of Sancheiriv, the people that live in Mitzrayim are not the same people, they're not descendants of the original Mitzrayim. It's a different nation, different people. That's the case. So now there won't be any Isser to live in Mitzrayim anymore. In fact, you could be medayik that a little bit from the Lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs says, what's the point of this Aveir? Why does the Torah say that you're not supposed to live in Mitzrayim? The Rambam says, Kidei Shalei Numlid Mimaseyim. You should learn from the ways of the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were Ivri Aveir, we don't want to learn from them. If the whole point of the Isser is not to learn from the Mitzrayim, so if those Mitzrayim are not there anymore now, it could be that the people that are there also do Aveirs. But the Torah didn't say that you're never allowed to live in a country where people do Aveirs. If they're not the same people, if they're not the same biological descendants of the original Mitzrayim, so then we could suggest perhaps that there wouldn't be any Isser. That would be another possible explanation for how people are allowed to live in Mitzrayim today. There's another pshat, a very interesting pshat from the Rishonim. There's a Ritva in Yuma on Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph. The Ritva says, She'eino Isra'hu elo bizman she Yisrael shruin al admosel. So The whole time, the only time that there's an Isser to live in Mitzrayim is only when Bnei Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael. Aval bizman hazeh shenigzer aleinu liyos nidochem v'chol katzvi ha'aretz. Bizman hazeh, Klal Yisrael was sent into Galus. In Klal Yisrael was sent into Galus, there was a gzeira, the Ritva says, that we should live all over the world, dispersed all over the world. So all over the world includes Mitzrayim. Therefore, says the Ritva, kol chutz la'aretz echad hu. And he says that there's no difference between Bizman Hazeh, between Mitzrayim and any other land. The truth is that Rabbeinu Bechaya also says the same thing. Rabbeinu Bechaya in Dvar and Perek Yitzayin, Pasuk Tezayin, says that this whole law, the license not to live in Eretz Mitzrayim, was only noig for a certain period of time. The only time it was noig was when Bnei Yisrael lived in Eretz Yisrael. Mashenki Bizman Hazeh. We don't have this other anymore, and therefore there will be no Issa. So we have these three possibilities in the Rishonim why, Bizman Hazeh, at least, there wouldn't be any Issa to live in Mitzrayim. Lamaisa, we look in the Rambam doesn't mention any of this. The Rambam gives no clue or no indication that there should be any difference between the times of the Beis HaMikdash and times of today. Is the different people. He gives no indication that there should be any difference between the loisei, that the loisei shouldn't be noig bizman hazeh. The Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says that there's an isser to live in Mitzrayim. The Rambam in Hilchos Melachim in Parakeh discusses the isser. He says there's an isser to live in Mitzrayim, and he doesn't say anything. He doesn't say that there's any exception to the rule bizman hazeh, or that there's any exception because the Mitzrayim, the nation of Mitzrayim, he doesn't say anything about this. So the mashmois of the Rambam would be la halacha that he doesn't hold like this. That the Rambam taka holds that there is an isser, and the truth is it's well known. But mentioned the earliest source I found was in the Sefer Kaftav Aferach. The Sefer Kaftav Aferach, which is a late Rishon in Perek Hay, he says Shamati b'Mitzrayim mipi harav Shmuel zal echad mibnei banim shel Rambam zal. So he said he heard from one of the grandsons, the descendants of the Rambam, Shekisha Ramzal Hayachosim Shmoi Bigera Shlucha. We know the Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim. So the Rambam, when he used to sign his letters that he wrote Ha'oiver B'chol Yoyim Shloi Shalavin. So the Kafter Beferach himself is saying that he heard from a descendant of the Rambam, that they had a Mesoira, that the Rambam held, that it's Taka Osir to live in Mitzrayim, even Bizman Hazeh. I, the Rambam himself, live there. So he's saying that the Rambam Taka used to write, that he himself was over. It's interesting, the Kaftar Ferach continues, Amarti lo derechatzi nechoma, Shema ha-Ravzal ha-Yumukhrich la-Mitzram, Sharei ha-Yeroifi la-Melech Mitzrayim. So the Kaftar Ferach says, it could be, that how can you say the Rambam was willingly for was over on the Isser, Isser Deraisa, to live in Mitzrayim? So Kaftar Ferach says it's not so difficult to understand. The Rambam didn't really have a choice. The Rambam was drafted by the Sultan in Egypt that he was supposed to be his private doctor, and the Rambam was a doctor, so he didn't really have a choice. He was forced. It could be that the Rambam, if he would have given the choice, he wouldn't have wanted to stay in Mitzrayim because the Taka would be in Avera, because he was stuck. So therefore, he couldn't leave. But Al Kapanim, you see from the Kaftar of Aferach, if this Messiah is true, that the Rama himself held that you don't have any of the Heterim, the Heter of the Urayim, the Heter of the Snag, the Heter of the Ritvi. He doesn't have any of these Heterim. If he would have his Heterim, he wouldn't be saying he was Avera and Avera. Elamai, that the Rama holds that even Bizman Hazeh, there would be an Is. Now, even if we assume, if we say like the Rambam, it's not clear, we don't have a clear psak in halacha, whether the psak halacha lemaisa is like the Rambam, or the psak halacha is like the other Rishonim. You can make an argument, perhaps, that the kehilas throughout the ages who lived in Mitzrayim, maybe they were machriya, the rabbonim there were machriya, and they paskin like the other Rishonim, that therefore it's mutter, and they didn't paskin like the Rambam. That could be. But we don't have a clear hachra, it's not brought down in halacha, which way to pass. However, there is a Yerushalmi, the Rambam himself quotes this Yerushalmi in Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes the Yerushalmi in Hilchos Melachim, and those halachas, the halachas over there in Parakeh, when he talks about not living in Mitzrayim. Yerushalmi says that even though it's osur to live in Eretz Mitzrayim,
He said the Yerushalmi is the Lashon Yerushalmi. The Rambam quotes is the Yeshiva I Ata Chayzer, Ava Ata Chayzer lePrakmatia uleKibush Haaretz. The Yerushalmi says that the whole Isser of living in Mitzrayim is Yeshiva. The Isser is if somebody is living there, and it sounds like he's living there on a permanent basis. He makes Eretz Mitzrayim his home. Yerushalmi is in Sanhedrin, Perigud, Alokha Ches. The Yerushalmi says that the Isser is only if person is staying there. Masha Enkein, if a person is only going there for Schayra, he's going there for business, he's going there temporarily, and he's not planning on staying there for a long period of time, the Yerushalmi says there's no Isser. Now, we could discuss what exactly is called a long period of time. What's called Yeshiva and what's called Schayra? It's not 100% clear from the Yerushalmi what together would be and what would be the halacha l'maisa. But what is clear, if a person is clearly only going there, he's going there to do some business, or he's going there for some reason and he's not planning on staying there, so then it would seem we have Yerushalmi that says that it's mutter, that there is no problem. It could be that's how the Rambam ended up there. Could be when the Rambam originally came there, he didn't have das to stay there, and then he was forced to stay, like the Kaftu Beferach said. So here we have another heter, that if a person is not planning on staying there, there's no isser, it's not usser to step foot in Mitzrayim. That's clear from the Yerushalmi. There is a heter that a person is allowed to go visit. Now the Yerushalmi says that you have a heter to prakmatya, you have a heter to go there to do business, to do schayra, and the Yerushalmi says that you have a heter lekibush haaretz, to conquer the land. What does it mean that there's a heter to the kibush haaretz, to conquer the land? So the mashmois of the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs is that you're traveling through Mitzrayim to conquer a different land. The Rambam says mutl aleches ba beschayra oilavar laeretz acheres. So it sounds like the Rambam is learning, understanding the Yerushalmi, that a person is planning on traveling through to get to somewhere else. So in order to get to the other country, you have to travel through Mitzrayim. So that's mutter. That's allowed because that's only temporary. What if a person was conquering Mitzrayim itself? It could be that's also mutter. Just like it's mutter to go into Mitzrayim temporarily to conquer it, to conquer it, to provach for tzchayra, it would be mutter to enter Mitzrayim temporarily. You want to fight a war, you want to conquer Mitzrayim. That Ken Zion is also mutter. But what wouldn't be mutter, we wouldn't see from the Yerushalmi that a person would be allowed to conquer Eretz Mitzrayim and then live there. He would be allowed to conquer Eretz Mitzrayim and then return home. You could go there temporarily, and that's called temporarily if it's not your house. But if it would be your house, if you're going to conquer it and then live there, there's no raya, there's no proof from the Yerushalmi Bechlal that would be allowed, that would be mutter. It could very well be that that's awesome. And it's mashma, like what mashma, this understanding that this is taka the pshat in the Yerushalmi from the Rambam Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam Hilchos Melachim says, the yearly, this is a Lashon Rambam, the yearly seems to me, shim kavash eretz Mitzrayim melech Yisrael al pi bezdin, that if a melech Yisrael conquers, so a Jewish king conquers eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't stam fight a war and conquer it. It means he goes to war kalach. He fights a war al pi dini atayra, al pi bezdin, and he conquers Eretz Mitzrayim, shehi muteres. Now there, the Rambam is saying that it will be mutter to live there. V'lo hizira, the Torah only said it's aser al aloshuv lo yechidim oilushkin ba, either for yechidim to return there or for people to live there, v'hi bi'ad akum. Because when the country is in the hands of goyim. But if the country is in the hands of Jews, because Jews conquered it, then it's mutter. Now, you can't say that the Rambam's source for this halacha is the Yerushalmi, because the Rambam says the yearly. The general rule in the Rambam, when you look in the Rambam, is that the Rambam, all the halachas of the Rambam have a source. The Rambam's quoting from somewhere, he's quoting from a Babi, from a Yerushalmi, from a Medrash. And occasionally, when the Rambam says a halacha where he doesn't have a makar, he doesn't have a source for it, so he says the yearly. It's a chiddush that the Rambam wants to say, even though he holds that it's shul halacha, even though he doesn't have a source. So if this halacha is, if this is the pshat in the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi says you're allowed to go to Mitzrayim, the kibush haaretz, it means you're conquering Eretz Mitzrayim and you're staying there and you're living there, then the Rambam wouldn't say the yearly. Then I have a fair Yerushalmi, the Teretz is, because it's not a fair Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi is saying you have a heter for schayra, You have a heter for prakmatia, and you have a heter for kibush haaretz. So just like the heter for schayra was only a temporary heter, so also too the heter for kibush haaretz is only temporary, not to actually live there. So the river the Rambam says that there's no proof, there's no source for this, for what the Rambam is saying from the Yerushalmi. But afal piking, the Rambam holds that if a king conquers Mitzrayim, then it will become mutter. Now it's interesting that even though the Rambam says this halacha that if a Jewish king conquers Eretz Yisrael, it will become mutter, and the Rambam explains why it's mutter because he says because then the goyim are not going to live there. But the Rambam is not saying like the Smag we said before was saying. Smag said that if the Mitzrayim are not living there, it's not, then it becomes mutter. That's not what the Rambam is saying, because if that were true, that all you need is to empty out all the Mitzrayim, the original Mitzri nation from Mitzrayim, and then it will become mutter. So then the Rambam wouldn't have to say that a Jewish king is going to conquer Eretz Yisrael al pi Bezdin, the way that you usually conquer land kalocha. Why do you have to say that? Why don't you just say you clear everybody out? Or Lav Davka, who said that a Jewish king has to come clear the Mitzrayim out? Let's say Sancheirov comes and clears out all the Mitzrayim. So then that should also be it. That should also be a heter. It seems that the Rambam over here, this chiddush that the Rambam is saying, is not the pshat. It's not solely, it's not uniquely because the Mitzrayim are not there. It seems that the Rambam holds there has to be more than that. There has to be something else that's happening to Eretz Mitzrayim because the Melech is conquering it. The Melech Yisrael is conquering it. That makes it mutter. And the Achrayim explain. I saw this in the Birchas Kayin. Al Torah over here in Parshas B'Shalach, as well as in the Har Ephraim on the Mechilta, the Pirush on the Mechilta, and it's brought down by others as well. Other Achrayim say it that the halacha is that we know Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, that there's a mitzvah to conquer Eretz Yisrael and give Eretz Yisrael kedusha, and there's certain halachas that are specific to Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says that not only does Eretz Yisrael have kedusha, but it's possible to conquer other lands, and if they're conquered properly, the right way, with Bezdin, with the king, then these other lands also get the same kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, and then they will have the same halachas as Eretz Yisrael. In fact, we know there's a whole discussion in the Gemara about Surya, whether Surya has the same kedusha of Eretz Yisrael or not, or maybe Surya is different because the way it was conquered wasn't done the right way, and therefore it doesn't have the same exact kedusha that the rest of Eretz Yisrael has. But al-Kopan of Ha'ifin, there's definitely such a concept. So the Rambam seems to be saying here that if the Mitzrayim don't live in Mitzrayim, that doesn't make a mutter. What makes a mutter to live there is because once a melech comes and conquers Eretz Mitzrayim kahalocha, and it gets kedusha, so now it's not Eretz Mitzrayim anymore. Now it's Eretz Yisrael. It loses its shame. So it's not considered anymore. It's not considered Eretz Mitzrayim. Now it's considered Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there is no issur. There's no issur to live in Eretz Yisrael. Now, so it's interesting that the Rambam is saying over here that the issur of the issur of not living in Mitzrayim is not living in a physical place. Even though we said, according to the Smag, it's definitely not totally in a physical place. It's totally in the people. Right? And the Yireim also seems to say it's not totally in a physical place, because the answer depends how you get there. If you don't go there from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, then it's mutter. So it's not totally in a physical place. The Rambam over here agrees to this Yisoid, that it's not totally in the physical place of Mitzrayim. It's totally in a place that has a shame, that's called Eretz Mitzrayim. If it's a place that's not called Eretz Mitzrayim, then if it's not called Eretz Mitzrayim anymore because it has a different shame, because now it's called Eretz Yisrael, so then that automatically will make it mutter. It could be this is the pshat also. It's interesting that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs is trying to explain where exactly is Eretz Mitzrayim. I want to know, so there's an Issa to live in Eretz Mitzrayim. So what are the borders, what are the boundaries of Eretz Mitzrayim? So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs says, first he says that Alexandria is considered one of the cities of Mitzrayim. And he says it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sukkah says clearly in the beginning of the fifth parak that there was a place in Mitzrayim called Alexandria. The Gemara over there discusses that there were Jews who lived there. And it says the end, the city was destroyed because they were over. They were over the Saver because they went back to live in Mitzrayim and they didn't have a heter. And then the Rambam says, interestingly, that the area of Eretz Mitzrayim that it's Osir to live in
is an area that's oirich arba meos parsal, arba meos parsal. Rambam says that the size of Eretz Mitzrayim is a square that's 400 parsal long by 400 parsal wide. That is the size of Eretz Mitzrayim. Now a parsal we know is 4 mil, and a mil is slightly less than a mile. So if you have 400 parsal, 400 times 4 is 1600. So you have an area that's 1600 mil by 1600 mil. And even if you say that a mile is only 3/4 of a mil, so then it's not 1600 mil, it's only 1200 or something, somewhere around that amount, about 1200 mil miles by 1200 miles. So it's a very, very big area. It's a lot bigger than what we would consider to be called Eretz Mitzrayim. It would seem that the Pshat in the Rambam is that the Rambam holds that there's a makor, there's a source in Divrei Chazal. It's that Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. It's actually mentioned in the Gemara in Pesachim Dat Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph and the Gemara in Tainis Daf Yud. So once we have a source, we have a makar that it says in Divrei Chazal that Eretz Mitzrayim is 400 parsa by 400 parsa. So now Behechrich we have to say that this area is called as a shame of Eretz Mitzrayim. It hasn't belonged to Eretz Mitzrayim for thousands of years. It belonged to some other country, Ethiopia, or some other country that's next to Mitzrayim. It doesn't make a difference. Because if the Torah calls this area Eretz Mitzrayim, it has a shame of Eretz Mitzrayim. And the Rambam says the only way to undo this shame, the only way to get rid of this shame, this name of Eretz Mitzrayim, is the only way to do it is by having it get a different shame. How do you get a different shame? It gets a shame of Eretz Yisrael. The way it gets a shame of Eretz Yisrael is if it's conquered by a Melech Yisrael. But any other way, it still retains the shame of Eretz Mitzrayim. And again, like we're saying, it's not the physical place that's also, it's any place that has this shame of Eretz Mitzrayim, that's awesome. We said before that this loisasi, this isser of living in Mitzrayim, the Rambam and the Mechilta says that it's mentioned 3 times in the Torah. So we have a pasuk this week's parasha, loisasiful roisa moid ad olam. We have a pasuk loisasiful noshav derech hazaoid, and we have a third pasuk asher amarti b'derech asher amarti loisasif oider oisa. The Rambam counts this as one loisase. This is the general shitas Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. If you look in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam has Akdama in one of the Shiroshim, the Sherish Tess, and before he actually starts counting the mitzvahs, he says any time the Torah repeats a lav, that doesn't mean it gets counted twice. It's only counted as one loisase in the minyan, the 613 mitzvahs. So even though the Torah repeats the lav 3 times, it's only counted as one lav. And this is a davar de mistaver. It's under a rule that's understood by all of the many amitzis. The problem here is that the counter to the Rambam's minyan amitzis in general is the Bahag. When the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzis, they primarily wrote his Sefer Mitzis to show how the Bahag, which is the Sefer Halachas Gedolos, one of the Gaonim who wrote the minyan amitzis, and the Rambam wrote to prove that he's wrong. That there were a lot of mistakes that he felt that the Bahag made when he counted the mitzvahs. And when you look in the minyan of the Bahag, it's not 100% clear in general. Whenever you're looking in the minyan mitzvah of the Bahag, exactly the Bahag, if in the Sefer Alochs Gedolos, the Bahag has a count. He says these are 613 mitzvahs and he lists all them. In the original edition of the Bahag, and I assume in the Ksav Yada, the Bahag didn't have numbers next to each one of the mitzvahs, so it's hard to say exactly. It could be what would seem to us to be 2 mitzvahs. The Bahag counted 2 psukim next to each other, maybe counts as 1 mitzvah. But the bottom line is that it seems from the Bahag that he counts these 3 psukim as 3 separate mitzvahs. That even the Torah says 3 different times not to live in Mitzrayim. The Bahag holds that they are different mitzvahs. So we don't just have 1 isser to live in Mitzrayim. There are more than 1 isser. There's multiple isurim not to live in Mitzrayim. And the question is, why would I count it as separate? If the Rambam says we don't usually count the mitzvah, just because the mitzvah is repeated doesn't make it counted as a separate mitzvah. So the implication would be that the Bahag holds that there are different mitzvahs, 2 or perhaps 3 different mitzvahs about living in Mitzrayim, different parts to that for the Issah. So and there's a Sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs of Rav Sajigayin that was written by Rav Ruchem Fishel Perlet to explain the sheet of Rav Sajigayin in Minyan HaMitzvahs, but over there in the Sefer, Rav Yerucham Fishel is very Meirich Lagabi, the Sheetahs of the other Rishonim, and he, in Lois Seresh Lamed Hei, explains the Sheetah of the Bahag. He says that in the pasuk in this week's parasha, the Torah doesn't say that you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. The Torah says, you're not allowed to see them. Right? That literally means that you're not going to see them. But the Rishonim understood, the Rechot understood that it means it's a loisasei. So the loisasei, the Torah is telling us, you are not allowed to see them. Don't look at the Mitzrayim. Does it say anything in the pasuk? Don't travel to Mitzrayim? This didn't take place in Mitzrayim anyways. It took place by the Yamsuf. It was out of Mitzrayim. So the Isser over here is not to see the Mitzrayim. The other pasuk that says, loisasefun loshuv, or that other pasuk, loisasefun loshuv, that is Azhara. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. Therefore, says in the Sefer Mitzvah Sereb Sajigoyin, the Baha can hold that there are two distinct Averis over here. There's one Avera, you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. The place of Mitzrayim is the place you're not allowed to live, even if I don't see any Mitzrayim. And that would make sense. That would make sense according to how we understand the Rambam, not like the Smag, and we say that even Bizman Azeh, where the original Mitzrayim don't live there anymore, there's still an Avera. There's an Avera to live in the place that's called Mitzrayim. But Chutz from the Avera that you're not allowed to live in the place called Mitzrayim, the Sefer Mitzvah Sereb Sajigoyin holds as a separate Avera, which is the loisasei of this week's parasha, loisasei for Oyder Oysom, which is a lav, you're not allowed to see the Mitzrayim. That means you're not allowed to go see them. Even if they have a delegation of Mitzrayim, they come to a different country, you're not allowed to go visit them. You're not allowed to go see them. It has nothing to do with the place. It has nothing to do with the country. There's a separate Isser that the Torah says, do not go see the Mitzrayim. Now, there are those who say, based upon this, that if this is true, that there's two Isserim, there's an Isser to see the Mitzrayim, and there's an Isser to live in Mitzrayim, that the Yerushalmi we mentioned before, the Yerushalmi said that you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim, but you're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim with prakmatya, lekibush haaretz. So that Isser, that you're not allowed to go back, is an Isser, he's talking about the Isser to live in Mitzrayim. So very good that I have a heter to go back because I'm not living there, I'm only there temporarily. But what happened to the other Isser? There would still be another Isser that you're not allowed to see the Mitzrayim. The Isser to see the Mitzrayim has nothing to do with whether you're living there temporarily or permanently. Now, in the Rambam, it's not a kasha because the Rambam doesn't seem to hold like this. The Rambam seems to hold that the only Isser is an Isser to live in Mitzrayim. There's no Isser to see Mitzrayim. So, therefore, the Rambam would say that the question doesn't start. But if I hold like the other Yishayim, and I hold, not the other Yishayim, I hold like the Bahag, if I say that this is the Shittas of Bahag, that holds that there's two Yisurim, so then, l'chayr, what you would have to say is that, ein chanami, if somebody goes back to Mitzrayim temporarily, so if he sees Mitzrayim, he is over the lav of seeing Mitzrayim. He's just not over the lav of living in Mitzrayim. When is it negeya? It's negeya, like in time, it's not as that, where the original Mitzrayim are not there. When the original Mitzrayim are not there anymore, so there's no issue to see the Mitzrayim. Because the Mitzrayim are not there, but there's still an Isser to return to Mitzrayim. So there we say, well, there's Isser to return to Mitzrayim. So that Isser falls off in a situation where it's only there temporarily. But Ein Chanami, the two things are not necessarily totally Zabizan. We don't find that there is a Heter of Schayra, a Pragmatya, or something like that, temporarily to see the Mitzrayim. But anyways, it's not Negei B'Zman Hazeh. Because as you mentioned before, the Gemara already says that Cherev took care of the Mitzrayim. Cherev is an avowal of the Mitzrayim. So whoever lives in Mitzrayim today, the Goyim that live in Mitzrayim today, are not the original Mitzrayim. So the Isser of not to see them doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. It technically would apply if you would know who Mitzri is in, and you wouldn't be allowed to see them. But the only Isser that remains is the Isser not to live in Mitzrayim. So there we say the Taka is a Heter for Prakmatyo or for Kibush Aretz or for some other reason that you're only there temporarily.